Thank you very much, Rabbi Waxman Shlita. It's a great kavod to be here with you. I'm zocher to teach in the yeshiva where the zman officially ended already. I know what it means to be in the end of the zman mode, trying to hop around, trying to grab whatever you can, trying to hold on as much as we can and take as much as we can with us from the zman. And in that spirit, I'd like to share with you some, hopefully, some duvei chizuk that'll help us, Be'ez Hashem, walk away with some ideas and some food for thought as we take leave of this very, very special zman that you've had in yeshiva. David HaMelech says, "Niyala b'har Hashem, u'miyakum imkom kadsho." Niyala b'har Hashem, who will ascend to the mountain of Hashem? That's the easier part, to go up the mountain. Okay. We could all more or less climb up a mountain. We can make it to the top. The challenging part, though, oftentimes is who's going to be able to hold on? Who's going to be able to endure? Who will last in that very, very special place of the Hashem? Who will be able to zocha to remain in this very, very special place of the Hashem? So, if we look in Parashat Shlach, in this week's parasha, you'll find, I think, a very, very beautiful idea and message that will help us, hopefully give us perspective on how to approach growth in a way that will be a way that's enduring, a way that it can last, a way that it'll stay with us for a very, very long time. Everyone's familiar with the parasha of Shlach and the story of the Meraglim, tragic story of the Meraglim, and the Torah says in Perek Yigimel the following. They come back. They come back to the Midbar after spending 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, and they tell over, as we know, they say, the truth is, it's a beautiful land, it's flowing with milk and honey. And then comes the tragic two psukim, the tragic description of Eretz Yisrael. Efes ki azam, very strong people are there. Amalek Yoshev Eretz HaNegev, not so pasha. Immediately, as we know, the Torah says that Kalev is appalled by the words of the Meraglim, and Kalev speaks up quickly, Vayas Kalev Es HaAmal Moshe. Kalev quiets down B'nai Yisrael, El Moshe, a very hard phrase to translate, but whatever exactly it means, and he says the following words, Vayomer, Alo Na'ale V'yarashnu Osaf V'yachonu Chala. Alone, Ale, we're going to go up, we'll ascend, we'll be able to go up, like Niyala Bahar Hashem. Alone, Ale, we will certainly be able to go up to the mountain of Hashem. What does that mean? So Rashi comments on the double lush on the famous Rashi, Alone, Ale, says Rashi, Afilu ba Shamayim, even if it's in the Shamayim, Ru Omer Asus Sulamot Va'alu Sham, Natsliach B'chol Devara. Even if it's in the Shemayim, and Hashem says, build ladders and get there, we'll do that. B'natzliach l'chol devar. One of the sfarim that I love to learn and share with my Talmidim, especially to me, I hope you have a chance to learn it on your own time, or I hope you've been exposed to yeshiva. I'm a big fan of the Zilberstein Shlita from B'nai Brak. He has one of his earliest sfarim, Alein L'Shabeach, he has the following beautiful ha'ara, beautiful insight. In the Astra of Rebbe, he quotes. He wonders, what exactly is this imagery which the Pasuk, which Rashi is bringing from Chazal to Gemara and Sota, of Sulamos, of ladders? What's the ladders? Who needs the ladders? Let Chazal just say, even if it's in the Shemayim, so we'll go to the Shemayim and get it. What's the ladders? What's the imagery of ladders? So the Rebbe explains so beautifully that what Kali was telling B'nai Yisrael was the following. You're right, it's difficult. Challenge it. It's very hard. How are we going to overcome and overpower these tremendous nations that are in Eretz Canaan? What's going to be? It's very difficult. You know what? I'll give you a plan that can work. And the plan is almost. The plan is the aliyah, the growth, which is a growth, which is a gradual growth. A step-by-step growth. A growth that involves shlav achar shlav, rung after rung. Then if anything is able to be accomplished. Anything is not beyond the scope of what's possible. You're right. If you try to tackle at one time, you try to to conquer everything quickly, it'll be very, very difficult. If you go with a plan, asu sulamos, make ladders for yourself. And then go rung after rung, step after step, and try that way. That's the approach, which is the approach where the person will be able to have aslacha with. I remember when I was in Shana Aleph, back a couple of moons ago, and I was looking that year to be in a Blachman shir. And it was probably the middle of this man, and you know, we were all big machers, you know, we were learning very seriously about the rabbi. There's no cell phone, as you can imagine, those days, that's how old I am. No one had a cell phone. One guy in the Holy Shire had a mango phone. It's not a fruit, it's a phone, a mango phone. And that's it. There was no access. We used telecards to call people. Anyway, we were learning very well. Baruch Hashem. And we got excited about our learning. And Rav Lachman one day just wanted to just put us in our place a little bit and said, "I'm sensing a little bit of what he called the Kivega syndrome." And he explained to himself, "What's that?" He said, "People, a lot of young Bachim come, they get into learning. It's very, very good. It's very, very special." They think, you know, yeah, Kivega's Kasha, you know, his Tzarech Iyun or Tzarech Iyun Gadol Kivega, whoa. Yeah, I got it, no problem in the bed. No problem. Yeah, it's the answer. Or like, you know, overnight I'll finish, you know, Seder Zrayim. All these grandiose plans of very, very, almost wild and not unbalanced kind of growth, which is very, very scary to him, and he wanted to put us in our place, and he said to us, then that's not the way to do it. That's not the approach. It's a healthy way that a person grows. A person grows when he goes shlav achar shlav, step by step. I was in the pool today. Don't be choshev me. I'll explain, there's a story behind it. Not that it's bad to go in the pool. It's good to go in the pool. But I wouldn't stop being in a pool on a regular Thursday afternoon. I have a 4.5-year-old son who my wife decided to put into a swimming coat. Only problem is he can't stand in the pool. The first week he was excited, and the instructor was standing next to him most of the time, and then after that, he like drifted away from him a little bit. My son got really scared. He almost, mamash almost drowned. He said, "I'm not going back to that coat." So it cost a lot of money. I was willing to move out there on the money. He said, my wife said, "You know, maybe if Abba goes with you, you can go to the pool, you'll swim within the coat." Gotta be good Abba. She was officially over already, so I went in the pool today. And I watched as the instructor stood there. I was next to Samut, to my son, next to him all the time. And I watched how the instructor said to my son, "Don't go jump into the pool, swim." And he swam. He's a little kid. Again, he can't stand in the pool. He starts swimming, and he keeps moving back. And he gets, you know, halfway to the pool, whatever, half. It's not so long. It's not an Olympic-sized pool, but he gets a little bit. Excellent. He puts him back on the ladder jump again and moves back a little bit. And that's the healthy, normal way that a person learns how to swim. Slowly but surely, gradually, is the healthy way to approach. There's a beautiful medrash made famous by Uncle Moshe. I don't know how many of you grew up with Uncle Moshe. Okay, good. I also, I'm not embarrassed. I grew up with Uncle Moshe. He doesn't quote the medrash, I don't think, in the song, but the whole medrash, the whole song is mamish. The whole song is a medrash, a beautiful medrash, a medrash that's kedai to learn, to understand, and to live. The medrash that really spells out and hammers home this idea of the sulamos, which is brought down in Rashi. Medrash found in Parshas Nitzav, and the medrash says, a pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ramos la'avil." Chachamos, b'shar lo yiftach piyu, which means ramos from the word high. High for the avil. Avil is the fool. Lofty for the fool is chachma. B'shar at the gate lo yiftach piyu. Says the Mez, what does this mean? Davar achra, banan amri, atipi shazer nichlas v'beis hakneses. This fool walks into a shul, to a beis medrash, v'roya osam oskim b'torah, and sees him learning Torah, v'omer len, heich adam lamei Torah. How do you do this? What's the plan? First we say Kori Megillah, and then the Sefer, and then Menavim, and then Biksuvim, Kishugomer Samikra, Shonet Talmud. There's a process. And then the Halachos and the Agados. When he hears this, Kivin Shoshomea Kaf, Umer Belibo, Emasai Anin Lomi Kozos, how am I going to do this? How can I conquer all this? It's impossible. You know the Uncle Moshe song? I don't know if you're singing in your mind right now. I am right now. I won't sing it to you, but the way the song goes is, but there's so much to learn, Rebbe. All this fire in the library. It'll take so long to learn everyone. I'm sorry, I'm happy if I see some smiles and faces. I'm afraid I'll never be a Talmud Chacham. That's the tipesh. She walks into this. It's impossible. It's unsurmountable. It's too much. Says the Medrash. Umishu pikeach. What does he do? Ma'os eshona perek echad. B'chol yom v'yom. One perek today. Achim esayim kol ha'Torah kula. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo nifleisi. The Torah is not nifleisi. Im nifleisi mimcha. Inata osik ba. That's the pshat in the pasuk over there. Ki ha'mitzvah azos. The yisod of maybe perhaps niyala b'har Hashem miyakum from Hashem is that a person is always growing. A person doesn't leave yeshiva and say, oh great, I had my year, hopefully two, in yeshiva, and that was my time to grow. Chas v'shalom. A person is always growing, and growing in a healthy way, gradually building step by step, shlav achar shlav, perek achar perek, and with that a person is zocheh to have a healthy growth. And a solid growth that it's a tekiyum. Niyala b'har Hashem, umi yakum im kom kacho. How do we do this? How do we move from rung to rung? What's going to push us, possibly? What's going to propel us to climb the ladder? Maybe in yeshiva I was feeling it. Maybe even if I wasn't feeling it in yeshiva, there were friends around me that were mechazik me. Maybe I'm going to a place immediately, maybe next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I won't have that kind of chizuk. I won't have that yeshiva feeling around me. What's going to be mechazik me at those challenging times to climb the ladder, to maintain that constant shlav achar shlav growth? Shlomo Melech says in a different book, in Kohelet, the following beautiful pasuk: Lev chacham liyimino, v'lev kfil l'smolo. Which means the heart of a chacham is to the right, and the heart of a kfil, the fool, is to the left. What does that mean? What does that mean? The heart of the chacham is on his right, and the heart of the kfil, I thought, where's your heart? On which side of your body is it?
Left.
Oh. Right. Everyone's heart's on their left. What's pshat? Lev chacham liyimino, lev kfil l'smolo. So one pshat, which is kedai to keep in mind, I just thought they were just handing out two udot for Bikias. Beautiful. Kol hakavod. One pshat, which is not the pshat I want to focus on right now, just because I have to keep in mind, if you ever look at a sefer, it's not my pshat. I don't remember where I heard both these pshat, I'm sorry. The sefer has, a Hebrew sefer opens this way, and if you turn the pages, so the ones that you've learned already are on the right-hand side, and the ones that you haven't learned yet are on the left-hand side. Leif chacham liyimino, the chacham goes to his right-hand side and chazers again and again and again what he did. And he builds off of that. And the kseel, that keeps reading without ever looking back and chazing over what he did. Nice plug for Chazar. Chazar is a good tzedak. Chazar is the ikker. I think I once read in the Nefem Tzvi Finkel biography, beautiful Musa sefer. He was once talking to a bunch of boys in the yeshiva in America and trying to mechazik them. He said, I have three words, boys, to tell you. Three words that I think you'll keep in mind that help you grow in learning. And he said, in his shaky voice and shaky hands, and said, Chazara, Chazara, and Chazara. I'm familiar with the clip that happened on, there was a clip recently, I don't know if you saw it. Guys, I don't see clips here. They showed it in my yeshiva. There's a clip on in yeshiva world, that yeshiva in America. Ayin Sham. If you want to Google it, you have to Google it. You can go to yeshiva world and find the archives. It's a very nice little clip of the yeshiva in America focusing on Chazara. You don't need that. Chazara is very, very chashuv. Fundamental. But I want to show you a different shot. Leif chacham liyimino, leif kfil l'smolo. Leif chacham liyimino means the following. The chacham looks to his right, and he sees what he accomplished. And he's besimcha over what he accomplished, and that simcha that he has propels him to accomplish more. And the kfil looks to the left and says, ah! Too much. I can't do it. He's miyayish because it's too much to handle. It's a very, very important yesod. And hatzlacha, in growth, and in climbing the ladder, is simcha. Particularly rejoicing in one's successes. A person has to understand that when a person is matzliach, in any aspect of Yiddishkeit, they should be dancing. You should be singing. You finished a parak of Mishnayos, you should be besimcha. You finished a parak of Gemara, you should be besimcha. You finished Shnayim Mikra, a regular parak, Shnayim Mikra, Vechatagim, you should be besimcha. You did a mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im for your parents when you get home, they asked you to go to Echveis. They asked you to go to, I don't know, Bagel Island. That's still around? Whatever. It used to be a so-called bagel out in the five towns. Whatever. The equivalent. You pick up a bagel and cream cheese and lox. Oh! A little gashmis. And you do it. You should be the simcha. You should be the simcha. You should be rejoicing over the fact that you were zochet to mekayim a mitzvah. And that simcha that a person has compels the person to do more. Success breeds success. When a person feels successful at something, they want to be successful more at it. And when a person rejoices over that success, that is mechazik a person, a tremendous deal. There's a Rebbe in Torah Chicago where I teach. There's an alumni, a proud alumni of Shalvin, that's what I'm quoting right now. Very proud alumni of Yeshiva. He gave a shmooze in Yeshiva a few weeks ago, and he mentioned the following mashal. He was talking about a similar idea. So imagine a picture of the following scene. You're in camp. You don't have to be in camp. He said in camp, you're at home, you have an internship in the summer, you're working very long hours, you come back very, very late at night, and you're very tired, you have to get up early in the morning for chakras tomorrow morning, and it's a very long day, hot, tired, not going so pashut, and you finally, after things, the long day ends, 11:30, quarter till you get into bed, you hit the pillow, you said Shema already, and you realize, oh, nuts. I didn't have a mire yet. Now, it depends where you are. If you're in a place where you can get a minion, that's not so of my knowledge. But some people maybe have a hard time getting out of bed at that point. The covers are cozy, the air conditioning's doing its thing the way it's supposed to. We're in a good zone. I don't know how the beds are in Shalvin. I was never supposed to sleep on a bed. I was once supposed to sleep on a bed in Shalvin. I hope they've improved since I've been there 20 years ago. It wasn't much of a bed. It doesn't matter. I didn't come to speak. Same thing. Baruch Hashem. That's why you got to bring Wellington. Anyway, Kitzur Amaisa, you're in your comfortable bed. You're stealing matches. Ah. You realize I didn't have a mire. And then, the Siyat Tishmai, you get out of bed, you put on clothes. He's out in Myers. He said at this point, person, after before they go to sleep, they should have a rikus. They should dance. 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 Because when a person rejoices over a success in Yiddishkeit, that's mechazik a person a great deal. I'm hesitant to quote Moshe Shapiro. I'm hearing this from his mouth. I wasn't open to go to too many of his shirim. I heard Bishmo once said, from a different alumni of Shalvin, that the word simcha and smicha go together. Simcha is rejoicing, smicha is guilt. And when a person is in the state of simcha, when a person feels good, feels geschmack about what he's doing, that helps propel the growth a great deal. Perhaps with this in mind, we could explain a Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav. A famous Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, everyone probably heard this Rambam at least quoted once in their lifetime. Maybe you know this Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvos hamitzvah uv'avas akel shetiva b'hen." The simcha, the joy that a person should have when he does mitzvos and the love of Hashem that commanded in them. Avoda gedolahi. It's a great job. It's a great task. Then the Rambam says in the same breath, "V'chol amoneh atzmo b'simcha zu roi li'par b'men." And a person doesn't have that simcha, he's worthy of punishment. If you'd asked me, I would have said, he's missing a milah. He didn't do something great, but what is he partying in it? The whole Torah The whole tochcha comes about because tachas shelo avadata as a shavuot was simcha. He's missing simcha. The answer is the simcha is that propeller. The simcha is that thing which pushes a person to climb the ladder a little higher, to go that extra rung. He doesn't have that simcha, so then it's very possible that his whole Yiddishkeit, chalila v'chas, can go flat. The Rambam is highlighting the importance of simcha and mitzvot because simcha, when a person feels that simcha will push him and propel him to the highest possible height as Neved Hashem. One closing point, which doesn't need to be said, but since I have a few minutes left, I'll share it with you. Maybe the most important point. Again, from this week's parasha, Rashi says, one of the most famous Rashis, the parasha, call it again, it comes to Chevron, we have a lot of Chevron. Rashi says, Nishtateach al kirvei avos. He went to Davin. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin for Yoshua. Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshe Abinu Yoshua. Kol Yoshiach ha-mechaz ha-meragim. And call it Davin for himself. Call it goes to Moshe Machpelah. Chevron, Davin, al kirvei avos. That he should be saved from the Hakat Meragim. Rabbi Yochum, beloved in Das Torah, makes the following simple but very, very poignant observation. He says, we learn from this Rashi a very, very fundamental idea. And that is, how was Kalev saved? What did he need to be saved? He needed to go daven like Kivei Elvis to be saved. The potential danger of a Chevra Ra, and these are Anoshim. Ramban says that Yoshua ben Nun was the fifth most chashuv. That's why he's labeled fifth in the Meraglim's order. The first four were more chashuv than Yoshua ben Nun. And in order to be saved from Atas Meraglim, a person must be Mechbala, Tosiyat Tishmaya. And it's only because of that special tefillah that Kalev had by Kivrei Avos, a person can be saved. That's how Kalev was saved from Atas Meraglim. And he explains to the Yeruchim that a person thinks, you know what, I can handle this on my own. I can turn it on, I can turn it off. Maybe I'll go to a place, maybe I'll meet up with some chevra that were in the strongest environment this year. Maybe I'll meet up with some guys in a few days, in a few weeks, that didn't do as well as I did in the yeshiva, that weren't in such a focused environment. But that's okay. I'll handle it. I'll be fine. You know, I'll turn the switch on, turn it off. I'm not going to be mushpa from them. Don't worry, I'm okay. See, he says the Baruchim, it's not true. He says the Baruchim, a person has to understand that there's a reality. There's a reality. When a person is challenged like that, they are affected by it. And the only way that a person can not be affected by it is with a tremendous amount of tefillah. I don't want to end on a negative note. I like to be a positive person. I'm not talking about negative hashpos which you might face. The world is a challenging world we live in. The world of yeshiva is a cozy, yummy, warm place to be. No one's bothering you here. No one's challenging your growth. No one's teasing you or testing the waters to see how you're doing. That may not necessarily be the case the next stage that you face in life, the next stage that you face in life. It may not necessarily be the case. In order for a person to be matzliach in those challenging moments, a person has to maintain a constant keshet with the Borei Olam. A person has to daven, the siyach d'shmaya. Learning the Gemara, to prove it, the Gemara, famous Gemara Masechet Nida points out that if a person wants to matzliach in various different arenas, the Gemara says, you want chachma, of course you should learn. But that's not enough, the Gemara says. To learn, and yivakish, a person should mispal and yisha chachma shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should help him and give him a siyach d'shmaya to help him through the challenging moments, the challenging situations which he may face in the world. Let's just chazer of what we try to suggest. Hashem b'mkom kadsho. I look around this room, I recognize a lot of faces. Some I was zochet to have in my shir. And then to Sarkolo, different summers, mostly the same summer. wonderful times. But I see in front of me Bnei Aliyah. I see people, Baruch Hashem, that are people that are Ola Bahar Hashem, people that were Ola Bahar Hashem, and people that want very much to be Yakum Mekom Kachar. What's the plan? What's the Yitzah? Asu Sulamos. Make ladders for yourself. Plan it out. Plan it out. It's untenable that you'd go to Italy for a few days now, and when you get there, I'll figure it out. No, you would make an itinerary. You'd work it out. I got a plan. I only have a few days in Italy. How am I gonna get to Italy without planning it out? So asu Sulamos. Plan it out, chart it out. Healthy growth, shlav achar shlav, step by step. Like the Medrash, like Uncle Moshe, it's possible. Little by little. What's the secret? No big secret. Rejoice in your success. Be a chacham yemino. Be a person that has a chacham, that is excited about what he's done. Look back over this year. Every person in this room, I'm sure, accomplished a great deal this year. You should leave yeshiva dancing. I'm sure you'll dance at your banquet on Sunday night, Rosh Hashanah. You should leave the simcha. And please God, as you are matzliach in various other ways throughout your lives, you should rejoice in those atzlachos, and those atzlachos, please God, will breed more atzlachos. And finally, a person should be zocha to maintain an ongoing keshem with Hashem. And mispalel for whatever you need, whenever you need. And as Hashem, even when we do that, we'll be zocha to be people that are not only Ola Bahar Hashem, but to God, Yakum Kamkacho, Shibuzocha, to a lot of Siyat Ishmael, a lot of Atzlacha, wherever you go. Thank you very much.